The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you. Bobby standing by. Hag's not far away. And, of course, the rumour file is open. 922-11-882. What's your rumour? You could win the $400 cash, or we could get you into the draw for the John Hughes MGZS Essence. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. In Louisville, Kentucky, last night, tear gas canisters as crowds defied orders to disperse. There is anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to directly charge police officers in the shooting death of black medical worker Breonna Taylor in March.
I'm very, very sad. Very, very mad.
At one point there in Louisville last night, gunfire. And the police chief says two of his officers were hit.
One is in alert and stable. The other officer is currently undergoing surgery and stable. We do have one suspect in custody.
Hundreds of chanting demonstrators marched in New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Las Vegas, Portland, Oregon, and other cities. Chants of a different kind outside the Supreme Court this morning. The crowd chanting, "Vote him out," and booing as President Trump and his wife appeared at the top of the court's grand staircase to pay respects to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yesterday, Trump said it would be better if his replacement, a conservative woman he will name on Saturday, is confirmed by the Senate before Election Day, November 3rd. He wants to take his assertion that mailed-in ballots are fraudulent to the high court. The FBI director said just this morning there's no evidence of that. But with a 6-3 conservative majority, Trump is counting on a ruling that will keep him in office. At the White House yesterday, he was asked,
"Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transferal of power after the election?"
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster. Get rid of the ballots and you'll have a very peaceful, there won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
Asked about that last night, his Democratic opponent Joe Biden was incredulous.
"Then what country are we in? Look, he says the most irrational things. I don't know what to say about it, but it does surprise me."
Next Wednesday, Australian time, brings the first of three Trump versus Biden debates. And that one will be moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox. Millsy and Basil, have a great weekend.